Stick around. I'll tell you how to see Sarah Silverman naked. You know you want to, but let's start with the late night shows. We got to talk about The Fly. Jimmy Kimmel said The Fly stayed on Mike Pence's head for 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Technically, that fly is now his running mate. Stephen Colbert said he's so full of crap, he's attracting flies. Colbert again, God bless you, fly. I guess the plexiglass wasn't high enough. Colbert, but listen, all jokes aside, thoughts and prayers to that fly's family. It's got a quarantine for 2 weeks now. We got to get that fly to Walter Reed. Colbert, 2 minutes, meaning that fly has a longer attention span than the president of the United States. Kimmel, safety was a concern leading up to the debate, seeing as how the White House is now the new Wuhan. Seth Meyers, ahead of tonight's debate, Vice President Mike Pence's staff initially requested no plexiglass barriers be placed. Said Pence, if there's going to be any flat, transparent divider on that stage, it's going to be me. Kimmel said about the debate, having a conversation through a glass partition was good practice for Mike Pence, because after January, that's how he's going to have to do it when he visits his former boss at the correctional facility. Ouch. Colbert, gotta say, I've seen better sneeze guards at the Sizzler salad bar. And Kimmel, probably with the win, says, Mike Pence believes if you're gonna separate a man and woman, it should be from their children at the border of the United States. Wow, that's great. All right, here's how to see Sarah naked. This from Variety. A group of Hollywood celebrities got naked in a new PSA to bring attention to naked ballot laws. See how we head faked you there? Sarah got naked, got your attention. We're talking voting. That's why you didn't expect that at all. Naked ballot laws require voters in 16 states to place their mail-in ballots in two different envelopes, one inside the other, and in a specific order for your vote to be counted. So this PSA advertisement, which you can find on the interwebs, features a stripped-down of their birthday suits roster, says Variety, that includes Tiffany Haddish, Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, Naomi Campbell, Mark Ruffalo, Sarah Silverman, Josh Gad, and Ryan Michelle Bath, as well as a fully dressed Borat. So if you want to see, say, Chris Rock naked or Josh Gad naked or some of the others, you got to go find this naked ballot PSA. In the spot, celebrities implore voters on the necessary steps they must take when voting by mail. The organizers say the naked ballot laws could particularly affect the outcome in the swing state of Pennsylvania. One of the people behind the ad say naked ballots are the new hanging chads. He's not trying to be funny. This is very serious. The fact is, if you use the wrong pen color or don't assemble your mail-in ballot correctly, your vote may not count. This is not a partisan issue. It affects all people planning to vote by mail. So check that out. Super important. All right. The Just for Laughs virtual festival starts tonight. So I am on festival.hahaha.com, and I'm going to click the English site because Just for Laughs runs out of Montreal, and they have a French site as well. So if you want to see what's going on tonight at 5:15 Eastern, it's Conversations with Funny People, Kevin Hart and Judd Apatow, all right? At 6, it's the keynote speech with Gina Yashir, moderated by Wanda Sykes. I am excited for, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, the New Faces of Comedy. Told you about that over the weekend. That's always a really good thing. At 7, Variety's legend and groundbreaker, Joe Coy. And at 9 o'clock, Conversations with Funny People, Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah. She, she like pantomimes to TikTok videos of Trump. You know who Sarah Cooper is. She's moderated by Tig Notaro. You don't want to miss that at 9 o'clock. And there will be more events on Saturday, which I'll tell you about on Saturday's pod. One of the suits behind Just for Laughs told Variety the idea of not doing something at all this year wasn't even an option for us, so we decided to go online. We wanted to reach as many people as possible, so the entire festival will be available worldwide and for free. While it's disappointing to not have the annual gathering in Montreal, this means that anyone can attend the conversations, panels, and showcases with more than 100 artists from around the globe from the comfort of their own home. The suit says, so much of the festival experience is running from venue to venue to watch talent. That is true. To replicate that, we will have multiple virtual rooms running simultaneously over the 2 days. So that's pretty fascinating. Having been to the festival many times, that is something you do. You get out your schedule and you're like, all right, let's see. I want to see the British show, but if I see that, I'm going to miss, Chris Rock. So let me go to Chris Rock because I can see the other British show tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And you wind up doing this whole thing. If you work really hard, you can get 3 shows in an evening. You might have to miss half hour of one. So I kind of appreciate it that they're making the schedule super busy like that and making you work for it. If you've never been to the festival, this is a great opportunity for you to check in. I highly recommend it. The website is hahaha.com. If you do find yourself at a comedy festival, here's how I'd say to approach it. Do the lower shows. You get more bang for your buck. You could see a lot of comedians. You get to expose yourself to some new faces. And like, you can see Chris Rock on Netflix. You could see Jerry Seinfeld on Netflix. I kind of find it more interesting to see the up and comers and get to learn, you know, new faces. For example, that's my favorite show. I never miss the New Faces show. Or I always like going to see they do a night of British comedy. I like going to see that one. Or if Jimmy Carr is in the States, I like to go see Jimmy Carr, a famous British comedian. That's just how I handle it. You know, maybe if you're like, you've never seen one of the top guys. I remember being out in Vegas one time and Chris Rock killed and then Jerry the next night killed even more. So, yeah, I kind of get seeing like the big air people. But, you know, somebody in the middle tier, I don't want to pick on any particular comedian, but like somebody who's not like Jerry Seinfeld level, you know, you can see those people at a different time. And the suit says, we feel no matter what, even after COVID is gone, we'll continue to offer a digital festival experience to our fans. So if you can't come to one of our live festivals, then we'll come to you. Hey, did you know Jerry Seinfeld's blogging a book? Yeah, Jerry's been on this podcast every day this week and into next week as well, because he's around. He was on The Late Show Tuesday night. Colbert asked him if he still enjoys performing stand-up, and Jerry said, I think I'm one of those surfers, one of those old guys that still goes out every day. I live off it. And he called comedy a beautiful, natural, energetic thing. About the current pandemic, Jerry said, it's like the whole planet getting detention. He said he recently went to a restaurant for the first time since February. It was the most exciting, odd, strange thing. During the interview, Colbert used the F word several times, and Jerry was visibly surprised he would use such language on network television. Jerry said, is that the language we use now? Is that okay? Colbert said, yeah, it is. CBS is fine. Effin' sucky. Colbert then went on a brief profanity-laced tirade, drawing big laughs from Jerry, but he offered Colbert a little piece of advice. He said, you could maybe cut the swearing out and broaden the appeal. And Colbert got a huge laugh when he replied, F those people. From Variety, they wrote about Adam Sandler's new movie, Hubie Halloween. I have not yet been able to just find, you know, an hour and a half to watch Hubie Halloween. I want to watch it. I want to savor it. I want to have it on the big screen, surround sound. I don't want to be interrupted. I take Adam Sandler movies very seriously, and I will try to get to it this weekend, but, you know, FIFA 21 came out, and I got video games to play. Sorry, Adam Sandler. But Variety said, hey, a few questions to ask yourself before watching Hubie Halloween. How long and loud are you liable to laugh at the sight of 90-year-old June Squibb wearing a t-shirt bearing the words, boner donor? Oh, God. What about one saying, I shave my balls for this? Or, if you can read this, you're in fart range. This, folks, this is the Adam Sandler comedy I've been raging against on the podcast. Listen to this. If you're still merrily chuckling along at the idea of Squibb wearing the words, kayaking gets me wet, across her chest, then proceed to Hubie Halloween, for you'll find all your holidays have come at once. Variety adds, that's about as good as the running gags get in Adam Sandler's latest Netflix movie, which isn't especially quick or funny even by the comedian's basic standards, but is also too cheerfully, indifferently silly to raise much ire. Oh, I disagree, Variety. Existing fans only need apply. Sandler's work for the streaming giant has evolved to a level as an industry-proof as it is critic-proof, dependent merely on an algorithm to find those who will laugh at the jokes. Essentially, throwaway family entertainment with as much faint sexual innuendo as can fit under a PG-13 ceiling, the film offers up Sandler's once-signature gross-out shenanigans in obligatory fashion. Within the first 2 minutes, there's a projectile vomiting joke with so little payoff to seem almost sheepish, soon cleaned up and out of the way so the wholesome life lessons can begin. Nobody's breaking a sweat here, but even on autopilot, Sandler's mugging is sort of exhaustingly impressive on its own terms. The actor's recent change of pace role in Uncut Gems, which even Johnny Mack says is a good movie and Adam Sandler's good in it. Do more of that, Adam Sandler. The recent change of pace role may have earned him critical plaudits for, quote, real acting, but there's method and skill in this kind of shrill physical showmanship, even when it appears to be his default setting. And from King 5 TV, Adam was taking some questions from some kids, and one kid asked, is there anything in your day-to-day life that you always need to have with you? And Adam said, well, my mask, you heard me. Well, I appreciate him doing that. That's a good answer. Well, my mask, you heard me. Also, I'm a huge fan of underwear. All right, room full of kids. Good line. And the kids asked, hey, Adam Sandler, where do you stand on candy corn on the candy corn debate? Do you like it? Or are you anti-candy corn? Sandler said, I like it up to a point, and then around six in, I start getting nauseous. While we're talking about comedians I love, Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah, she pantomimes to Trump videos on TikTok, and she's one of the hottest comics in 2020, according to the industry. You know Sarah, she does those. She says, if you listen to any single Trump family member, they talk a lot and they really aren't saying anything. But it didn't really even hit me until he was doing his daily briefings. I just recognized that he was saying so many words without any substance That's what made me start to lip sync him. I want to pretend like I had that power. And she says, I've gone from basically making TikToks at home to talking to Natasha Lyonne and Maya Rudolph every day. Her Hollywood ambitions range far and wide with plans to produce, write, and act. She says, I'm just hoping to Phoebe Waller-Bridge this thing. Trump or no Trump, her creative aspirations center on one common theme. I want to make people laugh. That's my number one thing. Sarah Cooper, you know her. She pantomimes to President Trump videos on TikTok. The election is in early November. Speaking of TikTok, Sarah, TikTok, 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 if you know what I'm saying. Hey, I heard from some listeners, Hollywood Dave is listening every day in his Armani suit. He seems to like the show. And Vista Johnson's left some comments. He likes the ads. You're the one. I wanted to talk about the ads. So yesterday's episode was 18 minutes, and I actually had an extra ad break in there, and I wanted to explain why. I'm openly capitalist. If I can make money off this podcast, awesome. If I can make enough money off this podcast to sit on the beach, even more awesome. So blatantly honest with you there. In September, I made $134. So I thank you for listening to the ads of Vista Johnson's. I'm glad that you like them. So one of the tricks of the ad thing is I have to put in an ad break every 10 minutes. So when I did the episode yesterday and it went so long, I had to put in that second ad break. If I do not put in an ad break every 10 minutes, the computer puts one in mid-sentence. So I'd rather I pick the ad when I can drop down on a downbeat and be like, hey, and that story just ended. And then I can put the commercial there. Or, you know, I can have the computer just drop it in mid-sentence at the 10-minute mark. So that's why you heard the extra, extra, extra ads yesterday. All right, for the weekend, normal stuff this week, and I'll tell you more about Just for Laughs Saturday lineup on the Saturday episode, but so much news this week, so we'll keep it normal all weekend, and there'll be a new episode of the Live by Live weekly comedy thing on Sunday morning. Hey, you want to have some fun? If you get up early on Sunday morning, play the show. I'm an idiot. I make a mistake every week. Every week there's a mistake. I get up. I go to the bagel store. On my way to the bagel store, I listen to the show in the car, and I go, oh, that's where the mistake is. And then I run back home, and I fix it. And I usually fix it by like 8:30 in the morning. But if you're up at like 7 a.m. Eastern, you can bust me on the mistake, if you care. Thank you for subscribing. Catch you tomorrow.